It's the Ace and TJ Show. With a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Riggins found this audio of a woman walking out of a store. It looks to be like a Family Dollar store or a Walgreens or something like that. It's CVS.
Walmart. Okay. I think maybe. It's Walmart.
It's Walmart?
I think so.
I thought I saw red. But either way. And she's got a, looks like a toddler with her that she's walking way ahead of in the parking lot. And I don't know what hit her to want to talk about this at Walmart. But she's talking about, Ace, the attire that some women wear to pool parties and all.
Okay.
Maybe she saw swimsuits in Walmart that were a little risque or whatnot. But she just gives her opinion on this, women who dress scantily at pool parties.
I don't get y'all. Come on. I don't get y'all hoes. Why is y'all at a pool party if y'all butt breaking out?
Watch your
towels in the pants. Like, I'm trying to understand, like, why is y'all out, period? And y'all skin ate up, like, look like bad boys then beat you. Like, bitch, why is you there if your ass broken out, breaking out?
Solid point.
Yeah.
If you're going to display your whole butt, all your butt cheeks, you might as well make sure it looks good.
You want to make sure things in proper order.
I would guess so.
Now, what sparked that at that moment?
I figured she was waiting in line at Walmart, you know, one cashier open and she's scrolling through TikTok and then a pool party video comes up on her phone. She's like, I hate when I see looking like your bed bugs biting your butt cheeks or whatever she said.
But did you notice Riggins in the video how pretty she is?
Really pretty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, that has anything to do with it, but it
doesn't.
I mean, I'm just saying she's pretty enough to be criticizing other people and the way they look.
Yeah, I don't know. I've ever seen a woman with a lot of acne on her butt.
Your chigger bites, bed bugs.
Is that what it is?
That's what she said. You got bed bugs bite. That's bed bugs. No, red bugs and chiggers are the same thing. Red bugs. You get those out in the woods and stuff.
Not fun.
I'd freak out if I got a bed bug bite. That would gross me out so badly.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like the bed bugs. Ace, does Amanda have different swimsuits that she wears depending on where y'all are going to be and who you'll be around? For example, would she wear a bathing suit, a swimsuit that was skimpier if your little one-year-old is with y'all than if your older son Cage is with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because the one-year-old can't tell that, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
But then what?
He can't tell if, you know, if mama's butt's showing or not. He can't tell. He doesn't know.
He can't.
But as he gets older, that bathing suit will have to get a little less skimpier.
Really?
Or a little less skimpy, if that makes
sense. What do they call that style that they're all wearing now with the butts? It's not a G-string or a thong.
A scrunch butt?
It's, well, is that what they, I thought the scrunch butt actually looked like the material at the top was scrunched, like a scrunchie in your hair.
Kind of a tea bag, or I don't know what.
A tea bag?
Back.
Oh, tea bag.
Sorry, I was yawning at T-back.
But I see videos sometimes on the line of moms that'll be wearing those with their kids at the pool or at the beach and something. But and their sons are middle school age, something like that.
With the whole butt out?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
so I'm just, you know, I go back and think if when I was in the seventh grade, if my mom would have taken us to the beach, ass out. How I would have felt about that.
Gotta get used to it.
You never want the words ass out and mom in the same sentence.
Never.
That's not fun.
Never.
Mom's got her ass out.
Unless, you know, it's preceded by the word your. Your hot mom, your has mom. Her ass out.
Ugh. No. Did women do that when your,
no,
your moms
no,
were around?
No,
it
no,
it
no,
just
no,
wasn't
really
a thing.
A thing.
Yeah, the first time the thong or G-string bikini was ever seen, I think, it was on in Sports Illustrated, one of their swimsuit editions in the early 80s.
Now, I know when Miami Vice was a big show, you would see the thong on the beach in Miami. But having been to the beach in Miami, I also know that to this day, it doesn't matter shape, size, kids, no kids. It's ass out everywhere. Everybody, every person on the beach, every female is wearing a thong. Somewhere in G-strings on the regular public beach in Miami. It was, I was there, it was crowded, and it was, and we were laughing about it. Like, it was every single woman was wearing the tiniest bikinis.
Well, Miami has nude beaches too.
Do they? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I think so. I think they have nude beaches, and I'm sure everybody that goes to that beach is so hot.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Because it's usually the people who I always say who can't get people to volunteer to look at them naked, so they have to force people to look at them naked.
Yeah. See me.
Yeah. Look, oh, you're going to look at me
you're
naked.
Look at this.
And the G-string, not the same as a thong.
No.
Yeah.
G-string is that less than a thong?
Yes. It looks that way.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It looks like there's not just much there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially just
it's
a string.
It literally a string.
So what it does is it just barely covers their ninny knack.
Yeah, right.
As my wife calls it.
The ninny knack. What's interesting is when you Google G-string, 90% of the image results are dudes.
Yeah.
It's like, are guys wearing, like, are nor- not, you know, are regular guys wearing G-strings? Is there a single guy?
Yeah, where is that happening? Because I never have seen that ever.
He's like, I just find it more comfortable. Well, I like being less is more.
I take it back. Beach in Miami, it may not be a G-string, but there are guys in very tiny, like
Speedo.
The banana hammock thong type deal. You know?
Yeah, I just assume those people are European.
Who knows?
But the G-string, I mean, this is vulgar.
So if my wife's silly name for a woman's parts is a ninny knack, what could we call a man's? A ninny nuck? He's covering his ninny nuck.
Yeah, well, got to come up with a good one. What does she call it? Does she have a name for it?
Nothing that's close to ninny knack.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You got your tallywhackers.
Are you on the phone, Rob?
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Guys, you know I love a good hat, and right now Eric Javits has the cutest hats for fall and winter. Bucket hats, fedora hats. You can use code TJ for 20% off right now at tjriggins.com/hats. That's Eric Javits. You're gonna love them. I have the worst TMJ. I grind all night, and Cheeky has helped me tremendously. Cheeky offers affordable custom night guards delivered to your doorstep at a fraction of the cost. So use code TJ for 30% off at tjriggins.com/teeth.
Say hi to our friends from No More Last Days at the Carolina Renaissance Festival every weekend through November. They've got one goal, to help save dogs at risk of euthanasia at kill shelters. Visit them online at tjriggins.com/lastdays or go check them out in person at the RenFest.